Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Yes, here we are heading towards the end of the week. I can't believe it. This week's gone just as fast as every other week. It's just amazing. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to listen to Gabbin Gale Grows Your Business, the Gale Foley Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, thank you for tiptoeing into the waters. I appreciate it so much. You're probably wondering how Gabbin with Gale can grow your business. Well, actually, I'm known as the connector. I prefer to call myself your success connector, because what my mission is here is to bring to you my life lessons Monday through Thursday, trending topics that I hear in the different avenues that I listen to, watch, embrace, hear from someone that I think is important to bring to you. And here's why I do this. I've been in a business world for a long, long time. 10 of those years have been spent in network marketing. I've learned how to embrace one-on-one presentations, how to become a leader through different organizations I belong to. I'm on a board of directors here where I live locally. I'm involved with nonprofits. But one of the things that I've learned in all of my adventures and many, many different careers is that I learn best from listening to other people's success stories. So I'm hoping that on Monday through Thursday, when I share the tidbits of my life, that maybe something I share might inspire you, motivate you, help you help a friend, make a difference somewhere with someone. And then on Fridays, I do an interview. I interview someone on their success story. How did they get to the top of the success mountain? Or are they still going to the top of the mountain? And their journey has given them many awesome success stories. I am so thrilled to bring you some incredible interviews. I've got interviews right now lined up into June, but if you've got a story that you want to share, please contact me, make a comment, go to thegalefoleyshow.com, plug into me, get with me, let's get your story out there. And here's how I grow your business. Over the years, I have become known as this connector locally by going to online, a personal, in-person networking events. But online, guess what? We can expand our world so much more. When you interview with me, I share your interview with all of my social media contacts. You then do the same with yours. And together, by holding hands and cooperating and collaborating and sharing, we will get the word out there to a bigger audience for you and for my podcast. Because think about it. If you share today's podcast with your group of followers, I share it with mine. By the time you get on my show, you will have already grown a huge audience. What better way to spread your word about your book, about your speaking engagement, about your passion? Let's do this. Let's help one another grow our businesses, because that's what it takes, is holding hands and doing it together. That's what my mission is. And I'm so grateful to those of you that are listening in, because every time someone listens, downloads my show, shares my show, makes a comment, subscribe, you can do that right on my show, thegalefoleyshow.com. Got an iTunes link. I'll get that word out. Yeah, link. It is Thursday, you know. Get that link out there. And you can subscribe. Every time you do that, you help me and you help my next guest that I interview. And you never know. You never know when you share our stories how it might help somebody else that doesn't want to share with you where they're at. So that's why you might be listening to Gabbin with Gale. Yesterday, I shared with you Dr. Wayne Dyer's excerpt from his The Power of Intentions, and the face of intention yesterday was Be Love. And I mentioned a book that I couldn't grasp my my fingers on the title, but it was by Dr. Joe Vitale. And the book is called Zero Limits, The Secret Hawaiian System for Wealth, Health, Peace, and More. This is another one of Dr. Vitale's fabulous, fabulous books. And this is where he talks about that phrase about, I love you, I'm sorry, thank you, please forgive me. It's a powerful little mantra that he has in here. And I bring it up because I mentioned it yesterday on the show about how Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about love. And Dr. Joe Vitale, that phrase was so powerful to me that I wanted to bring the real title of that book so you're not sitting there scratching your head going, well, gee, thanks, Gail. What the heck was that book you were talking about? So that's the book I wanted to share with you. And because we're coming right off of the face of intention called Be Love, I want to share with you this Kansas survival kit that I came across. Now, we're heading into tornado season here. I know that there's been a lot of people that have been hit with horrendous weather this year. And so I thought this was just an interesting take on Kansas Survival Kit because it brings to mind to me the word love. Why? Because it has a lot of reference to chocolate. And I love chocolate. So I just thought this was really cool. So here's the contents of this Kansas Survival Kit. Gum. To remind you to stick with it. Atomic Fireball. That's one of my husband's favorites. Worst thing on your teeth. But anyway, Atomic Fireball. To light your fire when you feel burned out. Three Musketeers. See, I told you chocolate was in here. Three Musketeers. To remind you how sweet teamwork is. If you've ever been part of a team, it is really an amazing thing to partner with people that have the same passion and drive that you do. It's awesome. Tootsie Roll. To remind you not to bite off more than you can chew. It's sort of like me this past Sunday when I tried to do my WordPress blog. I bit off more than I could chew because I had absolutely no idea what I was doing, but I was just too stubborn to stop. I bit off much more than I could chew. Laffy Taffy. I'm hoping my audience remembers Laffy Taffy. I don't even know if it's still out there or not, but Laffy Taffy was awesome when I was a kid. I know I use the word awesome a lot. I just think it's a great word. Okay, Laffy Taffy. To remind you to take time to laugh. I truly hope that if you're listening to me today, that you can count your day by how many times you laugh. The best part of the day. I love to laugh. I watch MASH reruns over and over and over again. I used to watch Cheers reruns over and over again. I used to watch Fawlty Towers. I mean, there are so many ways that you can find to laugh. Just do it. You gotta laugh every day. Butterfingers. One of my favorite things, Butterfingers. To remind you, we all make mistakes. I think my house cleaners made a mistake today and spilled something on my tile because there's like a big bleach spot on my tile. And so I'll go out and buy a little rug to cover it up. It's not a big deal, but I did notice there had been a mistake. And that's okay. We all make mistakes. I can't tell you the mistakes I've made around this house. If you took this picture off the wall right now, you would be amazed at all the nails, holes that you would see before I actually got my picture centered. Thankfully, the picture covers it up. My husband, he probably wouldn't be so blasé about it as I am, but you know what? A picture covers it. When I take it down, I'll patch it, put another picture over it, so it's all good. Anyway, okay, here we go. Oh, this one's good. Hershey's hug or kiss to remind you that you are loved. Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about being love. Be love. Get that book. Read it. Be love. Starburst to remind you to reach for the stars. You know, if you reach for the moon, but you land in the stars, you're still doing awesome. There are stars up there just waiting for you to reach them. Smarties for those days you don't feel so smart. That was my Sunday. I did not feel so smart trying to figure out why nothing was working on mywordpress.org. I've got a call in to GoDaddy. We'll get this figured out. A lollipop. To remind you that you can lick anything. And I know the people listening right now may have some real challenging things that they may have to lick. And I don't mean to make light of them. But remember, if you have faith and you believe, you probably can lick it. Hope is an amazing, amazing thing. And I just saw something the other day that, you know, I've done a couple things, and it's called Pursuit of Happiness. There's a movie out on it. There's, you know, I did a video on it. I did a show on it. And then yesterday, something profound was said to me, and it was, just be happy. Stop trying to pursue happiness and be happy. Wow, that's pretty profound. Because if you're always pursuing it, you're always going after it, how do you know when you really get there? Why not be happy as you're going about your journey? It's just like, you know, and I keep referring to this thing on Sunday where I was working on my podcast, my station website. And I started out doing it on a Sunday, which I don't normally do, just because I thought it was going to be a fun project. I was going to create something, and I thought, oh, it's going to be a slam dunk. I'm going to copy and paste. I've got the website done. All I do is want to transfer all that over to here, and I'm good. I'll get done in 2 hours. I'll be so happy. Well, I wrestled with that sucker, and I was stubborn, and I didn't get it done. But I was happy because I was grateful that I even had the opportunity to have the Sunday to be there working on it, that I didn't have some other challenge facing me. But as I was fixing dinner that night, I started chuckling. I realized that the GoDaddy, who is my host, actually, they're 24/7 support. I could have picked up the phone and had a conversation and probably saved myself a whole lot of time because I was in the pursuit of happiness with that blog. But back to the subject at hand. When we really do, we go out there and we're, you know, once I reach this level in the company, once I reach this goal, once I have this house, once I have this much money, all these things we lay out there in front of us as the caveat to being happy, the pursuit of happiness. So we work with the idea that we get to those pinnacles, that we get to those stepping stones, that we get to those crossroads in our life, and that's when we'll actually be happy. So what are we always doing? We're always pursuing the happiness instead of embracing what we have. It's just like experts talk about be in the moment. I think this is very much what that is about as well. You be in the moment. If you're in the moment and the moment is a happy event, then why would you feel like you were needing to pursue happiness? It's a little, you know, twist on words and really, Gail, I know that. But I believe everything that we do is about words, our thoughts. I just read a thing today that said, never, ever entertain an unloving or negative thought. Wow. I wish I was there. I wish I could just erase anything that pops into my head that might be negative. I mean, when the dogs are barking across the pond and howling, and I'm going to bed and it's midnight and they're howling, I'm sorry. I do have a bit of a negative posture. I'm pulling out the little earbuds to stick in my ears so I can play something musical while I can shut out the sound of that dog and I have this negative thought about my neighbor, why in the world would you do that to that dog? He is so unhappy. He is howling. He is lonely. Yet you think the solution for your dog when you go off to work on a night shift is to put him on the back porch where he just howls all night, disrupting the whole world. I wish I could have a happier thought than what I have when that dog is howling. So yes, I think it would be wonderful if in our pursuit of happiness, we could find a way to remove all of those negative thoughts. We'd be happier every moment of every day. But this isn't the show about Pollyanna. This is a show about really how can we be happy right now rather than always look to the future in a pursuit of happiness. Because we'll miss it. We'll miss it. You know how fast time goes. Can you believe this is Thursday of April? Do you remember March? What about last year? Do you embrace those happy moments? Do you look back at your Instagram pictures and go, wow, that was such a fun day? Or do you look at that picture and go, man, I was working towards happiness and I'm not sure where it went. We really are a society that are instant. We need instant gratification. If my website, if my email, if my page doesn't come up like in seconds. Okay, there's that negative thought wave again. I'm embracing happiness by being grateful every day. I write in my gratitude journal. And maybe that would help you. Maybe you could start keeping a happiness journal. If you are not happy and you feel like you're in the pursuit of happiness because of things that have happened in your life, try writing down at the end of the day the things that were awesome. There's that word again. Things that made you smile. Things that you're grateful for. Things that you achieved. Write them down. You're going to be very surprised that in your pursuit of happiness, that you are happy. And that word pursuit doesn't need to be in there anymore. So, I don't want to belabor this. I know you're on your way to work, you're treadmilling, you're doing something, and you're having a great time doing that, I'm hoping. I don't know, treadmilling, I do it 45 minutes every morning, and I sweat, and I watch Ellen DeGeneres or the Today Show, and I get a lot of good information while I'm doing that, but do I'm loving it? I'm not so sure. I love the results. So just know today that if you go out there and you pass on a smile, you might make a difference to someone else, but you know who you really make a difference for? Yourself. It's a boomerang. You will feel so good. Even if that person doesn't smile back at you, you will be amazed at how it makes you feel. So that's all I got for today. Tomorrow, tune in to hear my guest, Bob Loudermilk of Quantum Exposure. Yeah, Quantum. Okay, I got his thing around here somewhere. Okay, don't quote me on that. Okay, Bob is going to be here tomorrow to talk about something brand new in the world of entrepreneur. He's going to share with us a new event called Unconference. He attended one in Kansas City, and he said it was explosive. He walked in the room. He could not believe the energy in that room. And so if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to want to listen to this, because if you're close enough, you can come to ours. If you're not, they're going to be having them all around the country, and you need to go. You need to go hang out with the mentors. You need to hang out with entrepreneurs. You need to get in a room with people that have the same kind of hunger and passion that you do. So I'm hoping that you're on here tomorrow. In the meantime, toodaloos, we'll see you on the flip-flop tomorrow. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. you'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.